Our last speaker of the day is Jim Blackburn, and Jim has he's an environmental lawyer, and he's a professor in the practice in environmental law in the Civil and Engineering Environmental Engineering Department at Rice University. So he's both a lawyer and a professor at Rice. At Rice, Mr. Blackburn is a faculty scholar at the Baker Institute and co-director of the Severe Storm Prevention, Education, and Evacuation from Disaster Center, and teaches courses in sustainable design and environmental law. Jim, take it over.
Yeah, thank you very much. Can everybody hear me okay? I see nods. It's a real pleasure to be here today. I wanted to kind of jump right into it because I have a lot of slides. A lot of things I'll be talking about today will be challenges and perceptions about these issues. I want to start up really where Robert kind of left off, starting with climate change. But I want to talk about the whole gamut of issues that I think we're going to see with regard to flooding that we've never really seen, at least at the level that we're going to be seeing them. And much of what I'll be talking about will be in the Houston context. I would tell you Houston is kind of ground zero for flooding and flooding issues, and we've had our share. We will have more. Let me just start by saying climate change is going to be a huge challenge to engineers, to everyone, but to the legal profession as well. We haven't even begun to deal with climate change from a legal standpoint like what we're going to be dealing with. And it will be very commonplace in 10 years to have the discussions that I think, you know, at least in my experience, we haven't had many of these discussions so far. It's been a hard issue to talk about. My favorite climate scientist is Dr. Catherine Hayhoe from Texas Tech. And she's an evangelical Christian and is a wonderful climate scientist. And she starts off her presentations by saying she doesn't believe in climate change. And you kind of go, whoa, what's this? This is a climate scientist, doesn't believe in climate change? She says, I believe in my Christian faith. Climate change is science. It's happening. And that's where she starts. Climate change is well accepted by virtually every organization out there. Last U.S. assessment, 2018, Trump administration, climate is changing, we're causing it. If you're trying to get evidence into a court of law under the Daubert or Robinson standards for getting scientific evidence in, climate change is coming in. You may not be able to get any other evidence in to the contrary because there's no science to support it. Now, I want to talk a little bit about statistics. I am not a statistician. I have great respect for statisticians. But statistics can lead us astray. We've all heard about a 100-year floodplain, 100-year storm. Well, that's a 1% event, an event that you would look at the statistics. You kind of, this bell curve is kind of the way statistics work. You kind of build toward some average in the middle, and you have skew to the edges. What Robert was talking about is the skew to the, I guess as you're looking at it, a skew to the left-hand side. I'm going to be talking about a skew to the right-hand side. I think one of the things about climate change is we're going to see more action at the margins, and that is scary. Allison, 2001, hit Houston. It was called an outlier. The flood control district put out a report saying off the charts. It was off the charts, no question about it. That's tax day, 2015. Hit mainly the western side of town, larger than the 100-year storm. That's Harvey, 2017. They said it was a 30,000-year storm. Not today. And there's Imelda in 2019. That's not supposed to be happening. That's not the way that it's supposed to. If the statistics are not changing, that is an aberrant pattern. But the statistics are changing. That's what climate change is about. What that means is the past is not reliable as a predictor of the future. That's a scary statement. This is a map that came with a NOAA Atlas 14 document that came out after 2017. It shows areas in the state with increased 100-year rainfall.